Frank, I heard a taxi driver in your program yesterday morning bemoaning the lack of toilet facilities in Belfast city centre. Maybe, and then it says in capital letters, or maybe not, they should follow the guide laid down by a set of taxi drivers in a very popular town which has a railway station. I'm not going to name the town. It says several Sundays ago, while waiting for a bus near this particular railway station, I saw some of these taxi drivers use the disabled toilets for which they had a key. I don't think any of the taxi drivers were actually disabled. Well, you couldn't be sure. I'm adding this in. You couldn't be sure. Disabilities sometimes are hidden. However, you feel that none of them had a disability and they had access to a key. You want to know how on earth they obtained this key in the first place. So, I don't know. Maybe you imagined that they had a key. They dashed into the disabled loo. Is it the biggest crime in the world? But Aidan has brought that to our attention, that the taxi drivers seem to have a key for the disability toilet in this particular town. Let me speak to Councillor Tommy Sanford. Councillor Sanford, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. All right, how are you?
all is good with me. It was Jerry, a taxi driver, who is very busy, sits around a lot, and sometimes when he needs to sit, he can't sit in the right place. He's saying that he's in and out of the hotels in Belfast, but they frown upon taxi drivers going in to use the facilities. Where are the toilets in Belfast that hard-pressed taxi drivers could use?
Well, Frank, at the present time, we have 14 public toilets located in the city centre, as well as the suburbs of the city. And if you go on to the www.belfastcity.gov.uk/public toilets, it'll give them all the details of where these toilets are.
Tommy, let me stop you there. Because I've never heard forward slash more appropriately used, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah.
That is definitely the way to go to the toilet.
It is definitely, you know, I understand. Yes, perhaps that was a wrong decision that we did.
No, this is perfect. Where are they? List some of them off the top of your head.
Central Belfast, we have Arthur Lane, Church Lane, Whitehaven Street, Bangor Square, Pope Street, Customs House, Lombard Street, Gasworks and Shaftesbury Square. Now also in Greater Belfast we have them, the Waterworks Park, Agnes Street, Conswater, Ormo Embankment and Drumglass Park. Now these toilets are there. Now there's definitely facilities for the handicapped too as well, or disabled I should say, sorry. Now, we have toilets, and there is a place where we've introduced a radar and national key scheme that there's over 9,000 fully accessible toilets in the UK all over. Now, they can have their own key to go into this, and all they have to do is just to go on to the contact details. I can give you them if you need them. If you want them now, I can give you the contact details for them. So there is accessible toilets.
How does the scheme work?
Well, they have what they call a radar national key scheme for those who are disabled. They can apply to Belfast Council and they will receive a special key for them. Now they have to be disabled. Now I'm not going against the people that are there. They do need toilets and they do need somewhere to go. So this is a special scheme that has been brought out that they do get their own key and they can use it, and there's times and all, normally from 9 to 6, and sometimes there's automatic ones, there's auto ones that they can use all the time, 24 hours. Hope Street, Custom Street and Lombard Street around there, Gasworks, they are all auto ones, which is 24 hours daily.
So, listening to you, Tommy, I'm surprised that a hard-working taxi driver who seriously raised the issue yesterday raised it at all. Your answer is perfect. He's spoilt for choice.
Well, to me, there seems to be plenty of public toilets. And let's not forget, we have staff, trained staff in here that do look after these toilets, and they look after them and maintain them very, very well. We have the first-class staff who go out, clean these toilets, look after them, and if there's any necessary, they're there for they'd be asked questions. They'll answer the questions for them straight away, you know. So they're well trained.
Can't beat that, Tommy. It sounds good to me. It sounds like a system that's working. I'm not sure why he was complaining in the first place. Let me speak to Eddie, who's on this line. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Frank. Right,
yes,
we're talking about having a slice here. In Belfast, the one in Church Lane is absolutely immaculate. The rest of them leave a wee bit to be desired. But what I would like to point out is, because I am partially disabled, if I go into, now we'll talk about Donegal Place, my building society nationwide's at the top. They don't have a toilet I can use. If I go into a big store like Boots, they do not have a toilet I can use. But I would genuinely like to thank the people in Easton's, because they have a toilet at the back. It is a teapot, but they give you a number and they let you go to and use their toilet. And believe it or not, people in Boots, if you want to go to the toilet, they will actually direct you across the road to Easton's, which honestly, I think it's a wee bit of a disgrace that they are actually sending you over to a shop where I don't know many people a day who go into Easton's not to buy anything but just to use the toilet. Also, there's a cafe in Allen Street, and any time I go in, excuse me, can I use your toilet? It's not a problem, Paul. It's down the back. They are very nice people as well. But as for the toilet facilities in Belfast, that taxi driver is absolutely right.
So you feel, Eddie, that the facilities aren't as good as they should be. It's interesting, and you're obviously someone, because of your disability, you're using the toilets maybe more than people would normally use them. You need cooperation. You're getting it from some outlets, but the public service isn't as good as you feel it should be. Eddie, thank you indeed. So the length and breadth of Northern Ireland, how good or bad are the toilets? Do let us know. 90 333 105.